Welcome to this episode of On The Case, the LSE Law Society's podcast. In each episode, we speak to various professionals and experts to gain insight into legal careers, law school, and other exciting developments in the world of law. Without further ado, sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, and welcome to this episode in the law school series. Today, I will be joined by two law students, Elise, who's a second-year law student at LSE, and Abby, who is a first-year law student at UCL. Together, we will answer frequently asked questions regarding the topic, What I Wish I Knew Before I Started Law School. So first, I'd like to thank you guys for taking the time to join the podcast today. I know you're both probably really busy. So first, if you can maybe just introduce yourselves, where you're from, why you chose to do law, and why you chose your university specifically.
My name's Abby, and I'm from Surrey in England. I always really knew that I wanted to do law since I was like 15. I just found it really, really interesting when it was crossing over with our school subjects. So I thought it would be, you know, good to take that further, and I'm really glad I have done. And the reason I chose UCL is because of the university rankings.
My name's Elise. I'm from Australia and Singapore. I am studying at LSE. And the reason I chose to do law was I really, really liked kind of humanities and really practical problem solving. So for me, law was kind of the ideal discipline where you could really combine those things. And I chose LSE partly because of rankings, but I also really liked kind of the global outlook that they had in the course and really kind of the focus on law in practice as opposed to just the academic side of things.
I'd say similar reasons for choosing LSE, also specifically because of the law of obligations in first year, that it's split into both contract and tort in one subject. I thought that was quite interesting, and the ability to choose more modules later on. I thought that was a good aspect. Let's also start off by asking, how was your first term? How did it differ from what you expected to be? And what should incoming law students expect from their first term or first year in general?
Yeah, I mean, I think first year, you read so many horror stories online before you go into law school, but I think I did have a little bit of that in my head, almost thinking like, okay, I'm going to be walking into a shark tank. I might have been my big fish in my very small ponds, but you know, over here, there's going to be more to learn. And I think because I bought into kind of the scary stuff you read on the internet, I was actually very pleasantly surprised at how human everyone was when we kind of got there. And I mean, law's very different to kind of A-levels or the IB in many ways, like the way that you want you to write essays is different and everything. But no one expects you to know all of that straight off the bat. So honestly, the part that I was really kind of pleasantly surprised about and I thought was really encouraging was when I showed up, did I know what I was doing? No, not at all. But like, there really were so many ways in which various people will help you to develop those skills and let you learn how to execute this study of the law and this new thing. And so, yeah, I thought it was a really good experience in just forming kind of your baseline set of skills.
Yeah, I mean, I've really enjoyed the first term. I would agree with Elise. I think that no one expects you to like to be really good at the beginning because it is such a different environment to be in. And you're obviously doing a lot more reading than you did for your A-level subjects or IB or whatever. So it's just a very, very different system. So yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed the first term. And I think it's just about settling in and just, you know, you don't need to expect from yourself to be, you know, where you want to be in at the end of the 3 years in the first term. I think you need to give yourself time to get there.
I'd completely agree. I think for me, probably the hardest part was the working independently, more independently than you did in A-levels, and trying to figure out from the reading specifically what you actually need and what you don't, because there's just so much you can't remember all of it. But yeah, I would say getting used to the readings is what I enjoyed most from first term. And at least specifically, what would you say was the jump like from first year to second year?
I think that kind of depends in terms of like just the pure academic requirements. I would say that second year definitely requires a lot more, but by that same token, I think because in first year kind of spent the year learning how do I learn law, what am I doing, what are my strategies, coming into second year with those strategies already in place hasn't been too much of a struggle. So like, yes, the academic standard is higher, but it's not overwhelmingly so. And actually I'm finding that the amount of work is kind of similar to first year, just in a sense of, well, now I'm not learning how to do law, but I am meeting these kind of more stringent academic standards or higher higher standards would be a better way of putting it.
And I think from that question, we can also ask, what's the work-life balance like? Is it manageable? How many hours do you guys work in a day? And what about on weekends? I'm pretty sure most people are concerned with how much time they might dedicate to their studies on the weekends.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to kind of take this first. I feel like it's really difficult to kind of go, well, this is how much work-life balance you'll have in law school, because I think one of the massive differences between kind of law school or university in general versus high school is how self-directed everything is, and that also goes into how you spend your time. So I think that the work-life balance can definitely be manageable and always will be, but it depends on the individual, not just in terms of, you know, how do you organize your time and executing those skills, but more along the veins of actually knowing what you want. What does work-life balance look like for you? How much work and how much quote-unquote life is important for your own well-being? And then within that, you know, I feel like sometimes it's not even that much of a distinction. Like if you're doing work on campus and you're taking a 15-minute study break and like hanging out with your friends during that, it doesn't necessarily need to be so cut and dry. It really is kind of about finding out what works for you and what you want to be doing with your time. And that's it. When it comes to how many hours you work a day, or like how much time you spend on different things, including weekends or not, again, I think comes down to you can choose how you want to allocate your time on any given day. Something that I did in first year was, this is not a flex, it's more my brain just works better sooner to me waking up, but literally I'd kind of see how much work do I have to do, and I'd kind of like wake up earlier in the morning and try to do my work before going to classes, so that way kind of I had the afternoon to then engage in my extracurriculars and hang out with friends and also wrap up any bits of work that still needs to be done. I don't know, for me that was a pretty good way of trying to keep the workload within that container of time that I gave it instead of letting it spill out. And because of that, still had my weekends pretty much free. So yeah, it's just about finding that balance.
So I would say that I'd agree. And I'd also say that there's quite a lot of pressure, I think, when you first join, that you should always be doing something, because there is always something you could be doing. You could always be doing further reading or doing an essay plan or whatever. But I think you just need to set like parts of your day when you're going to be doing your work, and then parts of your day when you're going to be doing your extracurricular activities. And I think it's really important that you're really sort of managing your time and you manage to schedule it properly. So I do a lot of netball, so I do sport basically every day, but I manage to, you know, if I have that in the afternoon, as Elise said, like I'll try and get my work done earlier in the day so that I can go and enjoy netball and not feel stressed the whole time that, you know, I've got work hanging over me. So yeah, I just think managing your time and putting it all together is pretty important.
Yeah, I would also say that it's dependent on how you work out your time, and how much free time you might have is also dependent from day to day. So on a day where you might have 6 contact hours, you obviously won't have a lot of free time, and it's just something that you'll have to deal with and learn to deal with. And then on other days you can compensate for that by having more free time. It's also quite dependent from day to day. But yeah, so in first year we're also confronted with the concept of formatives, and I think most incoming law students are going to ask, well, what are formatives and how important are they? So what do you guys think of this, and how much time do you guys typically spend on formatives, writing formatives, and what did you think of them when you first started?
So formatives are, they're almost like, well, they are practice essays for when you do your summatives that count towards your final grade for the year. I don't know how many of you guys do at LSE, but we haven't actually done that many. We had one in each module for the first term, and then we've just done our mid-sessional exams, which were timed, but they were still formative. And I would say they are important in the sense that you want to get the feedback from them so that you can then do well in the summatives. As we've sort of mentioned already, I don't think it's that important if you're, you know, if you're not getting a first or whatever, you know, whatever grade you want to get. I think it's more about getting the feedback so that you can then implement that to then do well in the summatives. When I'm writing my formatives, it usually takes me about not for the timed ones I've just had, but for the ones in the first term, it took me about 2 hours just over to write them. But then obviously you need to like gather the information for them and, you know, plan or whatever. So it does take a bit of time. But as we didn't have that many in the first term, it was, you know, I was able to spread it out more. So it wasn't overwhelming.
Yeah, I think I really want to echo what Abby said there in terms of the biggest thing around formatives is to get that feedback. Formatives are there to help you improve. They're not there to catch you out. And I think the most important thing is if you get your formatives back and you're not quite where you want to be academically, rather than kind of focusing on, oh, I did this and this wrong, really try and think of, well, how can I improve this? I find that a lot of time the feedback that you get is quite comprehensive. But if you're struggling with it or you don't quite understand, like, you can always shoot your teacher an email or request office hours. Or if there's something you don't know how to address, literally go to student services or to your teacher or even tell the students and be like, hey, do you have any idea how I can improve on this particular aspect of my work? Do you have any concrete strategies that will help? And that will really kind of help you to make the most of your formatives so that when the summatives, which do matter a bit more, come in, you know what you're doing or you've had time to really grow from where you were in your formatives.
Actually, that plays into another question. How did it go with your first summatives? What was the experience like? And at LSC, how does it work? Is it online or in person?
So in LSC, the formatives tend to be just kind of take home assignments. So usually your teacher or your course convener will kind of release the question. And then your individual class teachers will set their own deadlines as to when they would like you to hand that in. And you just kind of do a Microsoft Word doc in your own time and either email it to your teacher or submit it via Moodle before whatever deadline your teacher has set. The exception to that is we do have an in-person public law, quote unquote, mock exam at the end of first term, just to kind of give you that exam experience. But that really does not count for anything. It's to just help you to know what it's like to sit an exam.
Yeah, I've been through that first term public experience. It was interesting. I think it was very useful, but I also think it's quite stressful, even though it shouldn't be. And that actually, this plays into my next question regarding the feedback that you get from formatives in general. How supportive are teachers on your course at UCL or LSC? And who can you go to actively seek out help? What's the support system like?
Yeah, so after all of my formatives, I thought it would be really helpful to just go and talk through the essay with the tutor. Because even if you get a mark that you're happy with, I think obviously there's always room for improvement. So yeah, I just messaged all of my tutors and then I met up with them and it was really, really helpful to get their insight onto the analysis. Because as Elise said, it's such a different style of writing to what you do at school. But we also have additional services, like there are, I'm sure at LSE it's the same, but we have student advisors and people who we can go to. And we also have law parents who we're supposed to be able to go to, who are just second or third years, who, you know, we've been paired with that could theoretically give us advice.
Yeah, I think LSE does have a relatively good academic support system. In my experience, all the academic staff that I've had have been absolutely lovely. They all understand you are a law student and you are learning. And so if you do ask them a question, they're not going to ignore you. They will help to answer it. And there's an online platform called Student Hub that they have at LSE, and you can use that to basically book office hour slots with any member of the LSE academic department. So yeah, you can always pop on, book an appointment with your teacher with a bit of a caption as to what you'd like to talk about, just so they can go in prepared as well. Besides that, I think I always found talking to older students really, really useful. For me, that largely came in through law review, since that was my main law-related extracurricular activity. And as a second year now, when first years kind of ask for advice, I'm pretty happy to share what I have. I think there's a pretty strong support network. I think everyone understands that it's kind of rough if you tough it out alone and no one expects you to do that. So I think if you ask for support, it will be there. It's just about kind of working out that courage to reach out to someone that you might not normally speak to, or to actually go ahead and speak to your professor. You really don't have any such thing as a stupid question. So if the thing that's holding you back is, oh no, like, if I ask for help, are they going to think I'm stupid? Don't worry about that. Like, we've all been there. So yeah, we're more than happy to help. And there is a pretty good system.
Yeah, I agree with the law review mentoring. I actually thought that was the best way to go. I mean, you're my mentor, so I'd say you've given pretty good advice so far, and it's been very supportive. So yeah, but LSE in general just has lots of great systems. I know there's an academic mentor, mentors from the years above. I know there's also an off-campus support scheme if you're not living at an LSE accommodation, which I'm not, so I was assigned that too. I just think there's a great systems. For support. So if you ever feel lost, there's always someone who can help. And actually, how would you guys describe the environment between students specifically? Do you think it's a competitive, or do you think people are willing to help each other? What has your experience been in first year, in second year so far?
Well, when in our induction week, when we were, you know, getting all the information, we were actually, one of the biggest things that they were stressing to us was how important it is that we help each other, because there's not a cap on the amount of people who can get a certain grade. So there really is no point in just trying to soldier through it by yourself. Like, you can use your friends to help you and you can help them. And one of the things that I know people have been doing at UCL is we've been sharing the reading, sort of, so people can make notes on one reading, because there are so many and you do need to learn how to prioritize. But sometimes, you know, it's nice to just, you know, divide the work a little bit, just so that people can all help out. Yeah, and just finally, I would say that I don't think the environment was as competitive as I thought it was going to be. I think people have the perception that, you know, everyone who goes to law school is, you know, so super driven and just focused on themselves. I mean, obviously people are very driven, but it's also a very, like, I think it's a very nice environment, and yeah, it's very different to what I expected.
Yeah, I mean, I largely agree. In my experience, LSE has had kind of a similar atmosphere. I do think though that kind of the dichotomy between people being competitive and supportive maybe isn't a full dichotomy, in the sense that, like, we all support each other, but I think when it comes to competitiveness, it really comes down to, are you trying to grow by improving yourself, and are you happy to uplift others with you, versus are you trying to tear each other down? And I think a lot of the time people think of competitiveness, or they go, okay, there's only a limited number of slots, and they assume that the mentality that others might have would be to try and bring them down because they're competition or whatnot. And like, that is just so not the case. So no man's an island. Everyone needs support and can learn from each other all the time. I think it really is about when there are those limited places. I think people are quite good at just building each other up rather than going the other way on it.
Yeah, I think it's definitely more helpful to find a group of people who, you know, are going to help, who are going to uplift you. Working by yourself is just, you can't achieve the same results. I think it's important to have that work of help. But yeah, I've been lucky to have a group of people who can be helpful, and also working with Abby, who's outside of the sea at UCL, it's helpful to just get input from other law courses.
Yeah,
I think it provides that, like, it gives you an extra perspective.
For sure. I mean, law's not your syllabus. It is a living, breathing practice that's going on every day. So yeah. You know, if you get to hear from friends doing a different curriculum for the subjects you're taking, it's always cool to kind of get that broader perspective.
Definitely.
For sure. And finally, I wanted to ask, what's the most useful piece of advice you were given before law school? And what is something you believe others would want to hear coming into law school?
I think that the most useful thing that I was told was to try and learn to prioritize the readings, as I mentioned earlier, because there's so many. It's really helpful to be able to know which sections or which part of each one will be the most useful and which parts perhaps, you know, won't be as much. And I think that is a skill that comes with time. I don't think it's something that you can really do like straight away, but I think just working on that will really help you in the long run, so that you don't get, you know, too overwhelmed with it all when it starts to pile up.
Yeah, I think the most useful piece of advice that I received when I, like, before I entered law school was definitely to kind of keep an open mind and to try and focus on how to improve and keep that growth mindset throughout my learning. Because I think, especially with, I think when we come to law school, we know the grades you need to get in. I think lots and lots of students are quite used to being high achievers. And so moving into university, if you're getting much lower grades than you've had in a very long time, that can be somewhat daunting. Or if you don't feel like one of the smartest students in the room or whatever, everybody is there to learn and grow, yourself included. So treat it as an opportunity to grow rather than kind of a threat or attack on your identity, so to speak.
I definitely agree with that. I think the advice piece of advice that I was given, and that I would give to others works into the time management. But I'm pretty sure on the first week of freshers, the dean of our law school, David Kershaw, told us that we should split our day into three sections, morning, afternoon, and evening, which sounds really straightforward, and that we should only be working in two of those three sections and not more. And that law students often forget this, or students in general, because they believe that the quantity of working more is more important than the quality. Especially when you're surrounded by others who might say, like, I'm working all day, I'm working 10 hours a day, and then you feel like you have to do that too. And he told us it's important to remember that it's not about working those 10 hours, it's about working focused and directed in those fewer, shorter hours and in only two sections of the day. So I'd say that was definitely a useful piece of advice. This question is less about law school, but I know it's something that people coming into law school are also quite concerned about. Abby, if you can give some input too, but as first years, we might not be able to give as much input. But how important is it getting onto one of those first year schemes in a law firm? And how will it affect your chances of getting a vacation scheme in second year?
Right. So, I mean, I know that it can be daunting for a lot of students. First thing they do is they step on campus and all of a sudden everyone's talking about spring weeks and internships or vac schemes and first year schemes. I think at the end of the day, how important is it to get a first year scheme? I would say it's not massively important, but it's hugely beneficial. I think first year schemes, they are a really, really good way to get an insight into commercial law in particular, where the vac schemes are coming from. And even if you want to explore other fields, I mean, law's a very versatile degree. First year schemes, they're a really, really good way to find out more about what your options are, to build some of the skills that you might need in those professions, but also to identify different paths for yourself. I mean, when you come into uni at 18 years old, you don't necessarily know what it is you want to do for the rest of your life. And you don't have to. You're not supposed to. I think it, I mean, if you do, then fantastic. But that's not the position that everybody is in. In my experience, first year schemes do help you to get a vacation scheme in second year, just because you do have that extra information and those skills and kind of relationships with whatever firms you were on the first year schemes for. But if you don't get onto a first year scheme, it is not the be all and end all. There are still ways that you can find out more about the industry, such as attending university events. There's often trainee lawyers or all the students that will come in and speak about these processes, or even YouTube channels or the internet. Like, there are so many different sources you can learn from. So in summary, I would say first year schemes, if you don't get onto one, don't worry, it's not the end of the world. But if you do want to try and gain more experience, or you want to see what it is like within specific firms, I would say it's absolutely worth applying. And if you do get in, it is a very, very valuable experience that will help you out.
Thank you for that. Abby, I know you maybe wanted to say something regarding...
Oh, no, I completely agree with that. I just think if you get one, it's brilliant. But if you don't, there's so many other ways that you can, you know, demonstrate your commitment to a firm to get a second year vacation scheme. So yeah,
well, I agree. It's a very useful piece of advice. I think that's all I had planned for today. Thank you guys so much for your time and for participating in the podcast. Thank you for that.
No worries, happy to talk.
Hello everyone, thank you for tuning into this episode of On the Case, the LSC Law Society's podcast. Further information and our contact details can be found in the description of this episode. Don't forget to follow us at LSCSU Law Soc on Instagram or on LinkedIn at LSCs on the Case. See you next time!